it's introducing the Navy's emerging energy strategy, and it's also combining the knowledge of several other participants, including intergovernmental agencies, think tanks, academia, and really kind of a melding of the minds to address the Navy and Marine Corps' energy challenges. The Navy recognizes that there's a lot of challenges we need to meet in order to become green, everything from a volatile fuel supply to really being good stewards of the environment. So the forum explored four key areas, including energy security, energy efficiency, environmental stewardship, and also energy science and technology.
And did you have, this was your first one, so did you have a good turnout?
It was great. We had about 700 people come from Navy, Marine Corps participants, intergovernmental agencies, including Department of Energy, Department of Agriculture, academia, think tank members. So it was really a real diverse crowd. Great turnout.
I'm surprised it's the first one.
Well, the Navy's been employing energy-efficient technologies for the past two decades, and we've been meeting and exceeding federal mandates. But really, this is the first time where we have formally and strategically looked at how we're going to use energy efficiently for the future. So really, this is a good starting point for the Navy in that area.
And you had some real rock star speakers on the agenda. I wonder, as a participant, what did you take away from this?
I took away that the Navy is really aggressively pursuing energy. This is the start of something really great to come. And we're going to be comprehensively looking at energy in all areas of our operations and how we perform.
When we talk about going green in the federal government and we talk about energy efficiency throughout the federal government, there's always this small contingent off to the side that says, this is a fad. It's, you know, we are seeing the pendulum swinging back this way. We've gone through this before. How do you convince people that this isn't a fad and this is the way that things are going to be?
Well, I would tell them that, we're constantly adopting new technologies, and by doing this, we've improved our tactical and operational capabilities of our Navy and Marine Corps. So leading change is something that the Department of the Navy is committed to, and we're a better Navy and Marine Corps because of this innovation.
And being in the Navy, you are in the perfect position to explain how this is also a security issue.
Really, in the drive for energy reform, the Department of the Navy's goal is increased warfighting capability and operational primacy. So we have an obligation to act now to reduce our impact on the environment, and by doing this, we can also take substantive measures to improve our warfighting capabilities.
And they go hand in hand to be good stewards of the environment as well as improving your warfighting capabilities and securing the homeland?
That's true. Really, energy reform is a strategic imperative, and we need to do this to not only protect our nation, but preserve security and promote freedom around the world, which is, you know, the Navy's mission. We are, we're always forward deployed. We really are playing the away game, and we need to be thinking about energy to accomplish our mission.
What are some of the technologies that you'll be able to put into play or some of the policies that you'll be able to put into practice as you look ahead to becoming a greener Navy?
Well, in terms of technology, we had several displays that outlined some of the technologies the Navy is employing, everything from algae-based fuel to energy-generating backs to fuel cell vehicles. So in terms of that, we're looking at a broad range of technologies we're employing now and that we're looking to employ for our warfighters in the future.
As far as those technologies go, there's a lot of social collaboration-type technologies out there. What is it that the Navy uses to get more people involved and so the rest of the world knows what it is you're doing?
Well, you can learn more about the forum by visiting www.navy.mil. You can follow us on Twitter. Our name is Naval Energy. And we also have a Facebook page. It's Department of the Navy Task Force Energy. So on those pages, you can really see a lot of what happened the last 2 days at the forum and what we're looking forward to in the future.